And it's time now for some business news. Wednesday, we focus on the workplace, and we begin this morning's segment with grocery workers. Three grocery store chains negotiated new labor contracts for some of their workers in Northern California earlier this week. Safeway, Albertsons, and Kroger, all three, avoided a repeat of last winter's 4.5-month strike in Southern California. Now attention turns to Colorado, where talks are stalled. Employees there have been working without a contract since November 3rd. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Just as it was in Southern California, in Colorado, health care is one of the big issues. The three chains want to cut costs by getting rid of the current health care plan. It's run jointly with the union. In its place, they'd set up a company plan, which they say would be more efficient. In November, workers started voting on that proposal, but the results were never made public because the union president stopped the vote in the middle of the process. Greg Denier is a spokesman for the United Food and Commercial Workers. He says the chains want to get rid of a health care plan that has served the union's members well.
The proposal that was on the table was so extreme and had such great potential to have a detrimental impact not only on Colorado workers, but retail workers across the country.
The union worried a change in Colorado would set a precedent for other negotiations around the country. So it took a stand and dug in its heels, and so did the chains. University of Denver professor Roberto Corrada says the stores don't have a choice. They're facing non-union competitors like Walmart that have jumped into the grocery business in recent years. The unions downplay the effect of that competition, but Corrada says it's a real problem for the chains.
Well, I would say judge it on your own. Do you find yourself attracted to buying groceries at Walmart or Target? I would say it's very few people these days who make some kind of an ethical choice about supporting the union stores, even in fairly progressive areas.
While negotiations are at a standstill, both sides seem reluctant to go on strike or lock out workers. They met with a federal mediator for just one day last month, and no more talks are scheduled. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.